two more things to point out, and we're ready for the music. This is what we call a galant-style piece. We're going to hear incredible suavity, smoothness, and tunefulness everywhere. And second of all, the piano and the orchestra are collaborators. They are on equal par with each other. Let us shoot for thematic and formal recognition. First, I will demonstrate the themes, then we will listen to them, and with time, we will play larger chunks of the movement. First, we must note the incredible thematic richness and variety of this piece. We start with theme one, as heard in exposition one. It is a poetic, singable, and memorable tune, as it says in your word score, an elegant chipper theme heard in the violins. It begins this way. Theme one, exposition one, played by the orchestra. And that's it. Straightforward, to the point, memorable, tuneful, elegant, beautiful, Mozartian at its core. Let us immediately listen to what the piano does with this first theme at the beginning of the second exposition. And here's my question for you while you listen to this version of theme one. Does this sound confrontational? Is the piano playing this theme differently than the orchestra did? Or does this sound collaborative? Is the piano playing this theme very much the same way that the orchestra played it? Are they in agreement or in disagreement as to the nature of this theme? Theme one, piano, exposition two. My friends, they are in complete agreement as to the nature of this theme. In the piano player's hands, it is still light, elegant, tuneful, and memorable. It hasn't changed expressive content. It hasn't become dark and stormy, loud and bangy, soft and weepy. This is an important point. In Mozart's concerti, the piano and the orchestra are collaborators. They will expose different angles, different ways of hearing a theme, but they will not disagree as to the essential nature of a theme. Not until Beethoven are we going to have that kind of confrontation between different ways of playing a theme, heard one way in the orchestra and another way by the soloist. Let us move on and listen now to theme two, as it is expressed in the orchestral exposition, exposition one. To read from your word scores, it is a lyric theme which begins initially in E minor and then moves towards G major. Now, didn't I just tell you minutes ago that the themes in the orchestral exposition are in the same key? Did I lie to you? I would never lie to you. Here's what Mozart does. He knows that the themes are supposed to be in the same key. So he creates the sense of tonal contrast by ending the bridge that precedes the second theme in G major. And indeed, we have the dominant chord of G major. And we expect that to resolve to a G chord at the beginning of theme two. But instead, we have a deceptive cadence. And he begins theme two at the moment of deceptive cadence. So we thought we were in G major, and we still are in G major. The reason why theme two starts out sounding dark and in minor is because we deceptively cadenced from where we were supposed to be into somewhere else. And it's a marvelous bit of sleight of hand. This way we get a kind of tonal variety where otherwise we might not have had any tonal variety here in this first exposition. But Mozart still stays within the rules of the game by not modulating to the minor key, but simply getting there via a false cadence.